Blog Talk Radio.
People, welcome back to the Hard Work Hour with Douglas. It's been a long break. I know you're all suffering under it. I got a tremendous amount of feedback in my hand. But we're back to the same old schedule. Local news, other news, local calendar. No last bookstore closed. I don't even know if the last bookstore is still there. And our lit minute. So let's see, local news, everything's good here, it's hot as hell. Other news, chaos, mayhem, disorder, disharmony. You get the hero list. Oh, you can always read all this on the blog, Hard Work Hour with Douglas, and this on Blogger. Local, I walk the dog today, calendar. I guess Westwood is still there on Thursdays if the kids aren't busy raping everybody. But the Hammer Museum is free all the time now, not just Thursdays. The Thursdays you get the farmer's market and the place just lights up. So that's the calendar. And for our lit minute, I think we will see if this link opens. Did you miss me? Did you miss all the chaos? No, it doesn't want to open. Interesting. Go to their artwork last week? Last Thursday? Should have been. Second Thursday every month, year round, I think, but the best ones are in the summer. Downtown LA artwork. Middle of downtown LA. Everything opens up. It's outstanding. It's fun. And of course, there's a link on the blog. Some more technical difficulties. Let me see if I can find it over here. Drumming. Boy, we got to work this out. Is a volume thing? Is that better without that? Thank you. the journey. Why me? A sunny seaside hill and a range of sand. One red apple on one full-fruited tree in a field full of more. Our arm is one that reaches out toward the neighboring sea. Unbroken bark covers the appendage that the warm breeze carries on its wings smells is only a little. All of it is breath by the constant sea breeze, the fog, the gulls, even it seems the sun is carried delivered by the constant flow of sea air rolling off of the waves and over the hills. It brings me too. I know how the sun feels on my skin. I know what it feels like to grow and stretch under an ominous wind some wind, to have ants scurry and search for scraps and cracks along my skin. I became here from the selfsame sun and wind, warmed by the rays, cooled by the fog, and danced buoyed by the nearly never-ending shifts in pressure. The cool ocean of air moves, and I dance. Before, I was just a part of the arm. But now, with the last few settings of the purple orange sun, now I'm fat and round and red. Now that my flower, which miracle that it was, made up the whole world for me, it did, was my world for so many sunsets, is a mere scab on my butt now. Now I dance on my own. I'm full of the sun's life. I know what that smell is. That is the smell of lunch. Burnt beans and tortillas and aguacates, dented, worn jugs of cheap plastic holding precious water, the bitter smell of restaurant fat and the sandwiches that are cooked in it, the food and the workers and their clothes, the dust their boots kick up, and the smell of the bags. My lunch is another kind, as am I. For a meal, I too will have water, but where they have their sandwiches and salads, I have only the sun and the air. The flies mask the sounds of the day. They wake much later than us and sleep long before the sun. But in between, they are legion and their sway is wide. Nothing can be done without their accompaniment. The flies are nothing, though, compared to the bees. Without the bees, I would never have become. I remember the bee that made me. The sun was warm and free of the foggy morning. The bees were all around. One landed on me, and it happened. I started. After that, I grew, and the petals shrank to a tiny memory. And I was this thing that grew and grew. I began to think I would outreach the sky, but I finally slowed and stayed. My hard green became mottled with red. I softened. Sweetened. Now as I sit, fat, ready and waiting, all of these things begin. The flies are joined with 100 other flying creatures, many of whom follow the chemical toy that unwheels that has been nearing us for a week as it makes its rounds through the fields. The smell of the men multiplied beyond measure as do the sounds. Motors, tools, cell phones, and chirping walkie-talkies. People and their voices, cursing and joking, singing and yelling, barking out orders, crying with laughter. They had been competing with the gulls for weeks and now had stage front and center, ground fairly shook with them. The crew was 20 in number, with two teams of 10. Each had ladders to go up and several tarps that were spread beneath each tree. With ladders in place and tarps down, the picking began. The five on each ladder performed a dance where all but one carried a large duffel bag of heavily reinforced fabric, wide open at the top and cinched closed at the bottom with wire, and then release us. And that's all the time we have today in the hall of workout. We'll finish the journey. My story, my time is an apple. Love, peace, namaste. Get back to work. Thank you. always call in the Hard Work Hour, 347-843-4480. We'll be back next Saturday, 9 a.m. Get the hell back to work.